Dasha,
Tatra,
Tatra,
Okila,
Okila,
Satvatam,
Satvatam,
Patim,
Patim,
Tadarsha, Tatrakila, Tadarsha, Tatrakila,
Tadarsha, Tatrakila,
Satvatam, Patim,
Satvatam, Patim,
Tadarsha tatra kila satvatam patim.
Tadarsha tatra kila satvatam patim.
Shriya.
Shriya.
Patim.
Patim.
Yagya.
Yagya.
Patim.
Patim.
Jagat.
Jagat.
Patim.
Patim.
Shriya patim.
Shriya patim.
Jagya patim.
Jagya patim.
Jagat patim.
Jagat patim.
Sunanda,
Sunanda,
Nanda,
Nanda,
Prabala,
Prabala,
Arhanadi Vihi,
Arhanadi Vihi,
Svaparshada,
Svaparshada,
Agrai,
Agrai,
Parisevitam,
Parisevitam,
Vibhum,
Vibhum,
Tadarsha tatra kila satvatam patim.
Tadarsha tatra kila satvatam patim.
Shriyak patim yagya patim jagat 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 patim.
Sunanda nanda.
Sunanda nanda.
Prabalahanadivi,
Prabalahanadivi,
Sunanda Nanda,
Sunanda Nanda,
Prabalahanadivi,
Prabalahanadivi,
Svaparshadagrai,
Svaparshadagrai,
Parisevitam Vibhum,
Parisevitam Vibhum,
Tadarsha tatra kila satvatam patim.
Tadarsha tatra kila satvatam patim.
Shriyak patim yagya patim jagat patim.
Shriyak patim yagya patim jagat patim.
Sunanda nanda prabalahanadivi.
Sunanda nanda prabalahanadivi. Svaparshadagrai parisevitam vibhum.
Explanation. Lord Brahma saw in the Vaikuntha planet the personality of Godhead, who is the Lord of the entire devotee community, the Lord of the Goddess of Fortune, the Lord of all sacrifices, and the Lord of the universe, and who is served by the foremost servitors like Nanda, Sunanda, Prabala, Arhana, his immediate associates.
Hmm. So, yes, as Brahma saw God, his abode, his associates, so anyone can see also. Brahma is also a living being. Just like if Mr. Nixon can become president, you can also become president. But not that you can become a God. You can become president. But you cannot become God. That is not possible. A foolish conclusion is that if I can become president, then I can become also God. But these associates of God, they are equally, we have already heard how their bodily features are. They are also of the same color. They are also same color. Vrajishnu parito Vrajishnu vidya parito virajate lasad vimana balibhi mahatmana vidyutmanam pramadatta udvi savidyudabhra balibhi jathanava. Where is the college described? Samabhavata satapatralochana pisangavastra siducha supesasa sarvi chaturbaho unmisanmani prabheta niskama bharanar suvarchasa. There is one shlok where this description is there about the collar.
The devotees?
Shama. Shama Dhat.
Text 11.
Shama Dhat.
Complexion.
Yes.
With a glowing complexion.
The inhabitants of the Vaikuntha planets are described as having a glowing sky bluish complexion.
Yes, Shama Dhat. Shama. Shamasundar, Krishna is known there as Shamasundar. This is the sky color. You can understand because the sky has no own color. Because the color of Krishna is spread as Brahma Jyoti that is being reflected in the sky. This is the color of God. Shama Sundara. Jang Shama Sundaram Matinta Gunasarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tava. So you can see at least the color of the Lord. Here it is says sky blues. How can I deny? Who can say that I'm not? If you have seen, just like the sun sign is whitish. So, in the sun sign, you can see the whitish color. So, you can at least imagine what is the color of the self-planet, what is the color of the predominating deity there, a little intelligence required. See, the sky, when clear sky, you see bluish sky. That is reflection of Krishna's bodily effulgence. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanna koti. Jasya prabha, by expansion of the bodily effulgence, the Brahma Jyoti. In that Brahma Jyoti, there are many universes. In that Brahma Jyoti, jagadanna koti. If the sky is blue, is effulgence. Is there above this material sky? There is another sky whose reflection you simply can see little. Just like outside there is a brilliant light, so you can get little reflection within your room. Similarly, this universe is dark. And covered. It is covered, round, surrounding. But outside that universe, all this universe is floating in that effulgence. It is reflected, the sky is reflected blue. This is this. Let this so-called scientist challenge it. Here is the description from the Bhagavad. Jasya prabha. So we have to know from the right source what is God. We cannot imagine. You cannot know even what is there within the sky. Scientists calculate that to go to the ultimate region, what is called? Circumference?
Stratosphere. Stratosphere?
Yes. It will take 40,000 of years with the speed of 18,000 miles per hour. Some estimation. Anyway, 40,000 of years. So who is going to leave for 40,000 years to see and go and see and come back? They cannot go even to the moon planet, theorizing how they can go. But this is fact. If you have got power, you go and see. But they cannot go a few miles and they are proud that we have known everything. We know everything. This is their foolishness. Our knowledge is so imperfect, still we are proud of our knowledge. So I have known everything. I know. I am God. So, and foolish as that. Just like a foolish child, he declares himself and God, and there are so many followers. Now he's God. They do not know what is God. At least we know what is God in this sense, that our God, when actually he is God, therefore at the age of 7 years, he lifted a big mountain on the finger. So we accept this God. When he was a young man, he married 16,000 wives. These are the unique instances. Why shall I accept a cheap God? You cannot provide even one wife. We are not here. Because he cannot provide, he does not marry. So this kind of God we don't accept. That must be symptoms of God. Sarva-shakti-man, with all potence, vaisajyasya, all riches, vaisajyasya samagyasya, bijyasya, with all strength. If he has all strength, is it very difficult for him to raise a hill on the finger? If he has got all strength, that is the definition of God, all-powerful. So why should I deny that, this is all story? It is not story, it is fact. If he is all-powerful, what is the difficulty for him to lift a mountain? If he is all strong, then what is the difficulty to maintain 16,000 wives? Why 16,000? If he maintains 16 millions of wives, still it is insufficient. Because if we say all potency, all powerful, and all good, then to maintain 16,000 wives is 16,000 palaces, and all the palaces made of first-class marble and gold and jewels, and the furniture and made of ivory. These are descriptions. That is God. Why we shall accept a nonsense God simply having a big beard or something? You see? No, we don't accept. We accept real God. What is the purpose?
When we speak of the king, it is naturally understood that the king is accompanied by his confidential associates, like his secretary, private secretary, aide-de-camp, ministers, advisors, etc.
Right. Otherwise, what is the meaning of king? God is impersonal. God is zero. What is this nonsense God? If it be our great conception, a king or president, we understand is a great personality. If in this a teeny material world, in one corner of this planet, there is a big president like Nixon, and he has got secretary, his staff, his this and that, so many things. And why God should be without any associates, niraka, nirvishesh, zero? What kind of God? He must be associated with so many associates. Right?
So also, when we see the Lord, we see Him with His different energies, associates, and confidential servitors, etc. So the Supreme Lord, who is the leader of all living entities, the Lord of all devotee sects, the Lord of all opulences, the Lord of sacrifices, and the enjoyer of everything in His entire creation, is not only the Supreme Person, but also He is always surrounded by His immediate associates, all engaged in their loving transcendental service to Him.
Sriyapati, Sriya. The goddess of fortune. He is not only Sattatanpati, he is not only the lord of the devotees. So therefore, if we accept the lord of everything, then where is the question of our poverty? If your father is very big man, very rich man, then where is the question of poverty? So devotee renounces, but a devotee has got all the opulences of the Supreme Lord background. So he doesn't want to be opulent himself, but the background is all opulent. If need be, just a small child, a very rich man's son, so he may remain a simple child, but all the property of his father is there on his back. If there is need, the father will spend all the property for the child. So the child does not require to acquire property. That is bhakti. If you simply become devotee, because Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is described here as sattatangpati, sattana devotee, then you get everything. If you know Krishna, then you know everything. If you get Krishna, then you get everything. Why should you try to get this thing, that thing, that? Simply try to get Krishna. Krishna's protection, then you get everything. You simply try to know Krishna, then you know everything. Sriyapating, Jagapating, Jagatpating. So we can end here. A little half kirtan. Oh, good.